Well, this week we are hearing some stories from the Canadian podcast Grown-Ups Read Things They Wrote as Kids. Dan Meisner is the podcast creator. He says the concept of the show is to get people to find old notes or diary entries and then share them in front of a live crowd. Today, Sue Newberry reads her favorite entries from the diary she kept in 1991, and she definitely takes the Dear Diary concept to the next level.
April 1st, 1991. I'm going to throw you in the fireplace, diary. Just kidding. Happy April Fools. June 11th. Tonight, the show, one of my favorites, was on the TV, and my mom said, when you finish that up, can you help me making strawberry jam? And I said, I can help you on the commercials. So then she just said, forget it, just go to bed. So she got all crabby and said, now you go upstairs and why don't you write in that little book of yours? She meant you, diary. And tell it all about how awful your mom is. So I'm writing in the dark now. Sometimes you're more of a mother than mom. Today is Christmas. I just celebrated. I got some things. A digital alarm clock. Christmas 1991. A gumball machine, and more. But I also got a new diary. It's not as good as this one, but it is a diary. I'll miss you, but you just don't have much space left. March 15th. Well, diary, here's the last page. I will miss you so much. You were the best diary ever. Goodbye, sweet diary, goodbye. P.S., I'm still not talking to Justin. I hate him.
What do you think of that one?
Well, I mean, this is beautiful because it's not just a diary, but it's a meta diary. It is a diary about keeping a diary. And it really does highlight this sort of weird thing that we've come across, which is the relationship between a diary and the diarist. Like when you write Dear Diary, who is that? Like, who are you writing to? It's sort of a weird relationship to sort of confide in an inanimate object. It's this sort of Wonder Years effect where you're just narrating your own life, which I find very strange and quite charming.
What has surprised you most about this whole process?
I have been surprised by just how courageous people are. I mean, it's a scary thing to get up in front of strangers and bear your soul in this way. You know, a lot of the material, I mean, we've been listening to some stuff that's maybe on the cuter side, the lighter side, but, you know, a lot of this stuff can be a little bit embarrassing. It can make you cringe a bit. And it takes guts to get up on stage and share a part of you that you're maybe not super proud of.
Yeah.
That said, I think it can be really quite a good thing to look back at who you used to be and cringe a little bit, to be a little bit embarrassed, because that's proof that
you're getting better.
Exactly. That is exactly it. You're making some kind of progress. You're headed, hopefully, in the right direction.
Dan Meisner, creator of the podcast Grown-Ups Read Things They Wrote as Kids. We'd love to read what you wrote as a kid. Tweet us a picture at Jeremy Hobson at Here and Now.